guys. In Mpumalanga, we know how to live life to the fullest. All the hits. And Rise FM is the soundtrack to your vibrant lifestyle. Mpumalanga. Azish. Where the facts and opinions build the discourse. Rise FM in 60 minutes with Musa Skhosana.
In fact, let's stay on the story of the city of Mpumalanga, but a different topic. There's been a foreign national, in fact, of the Nigerian descent, who has since nabbed by the police in the Gamagogu suburb. And what really causes uncertainty, or what I'm not comfortable with, is the fact that there's a student accommodation, or it's an alleged student accommodation, because that has since not been verified. However, the police have since reported it as a student accommodation, and that's among the many other reasons why I'm trying to establish, why are they calling it a student accommodation? Is it because they found students living there? Is it an accredited student accommodation? Or is just a household that has since been let out, meaning it is rented by students? Does it then make it a student accommodation? Well, I don't know. Maybe the legal prescripts around that are played, but my understanding is that it needs to be accredited for us to call it a student accommodation. And if it's an accredited student accommodation, why was this national, in fact, a Nigerian national, found there, manufacturing this drugs? And what becomes the role of the entity that accredited that house? And who is the landlord of that house or that accommodation? How frequently are they monitoring what's currently going on there? In fact, I'm joined now on the line by Captain Charles Nkosi of SAPS. Captain, good evening. Thank you so much for making time.
Yes, good evening, and how are you this evening?
I'm very well. I was worried that you are in a noisy place, but I appreciate your wisdom. You have since moved away. Captain, it's a very unique story, but also concerning indeed. A Nigerian national arrested by SABS for manufacturing drugs in an alleged student accommodation in the suburb of Gamagugu in the city of Mpumalanga. Talk us through if this is indeed a certified student accommodation, and have you managed to also, as the police, talk to the owner of the house?
Thanks very much for that question. Actually, the incident detected the house where a number of students are residing. I can just put it clear that it's not specifically a student accommodation, but it's just a rental place where students are accommodated and other people are accommodated. Mm. Fortunately, on the arrival, after following that information, our intelligence team managed to get the possible suspect who was arrested within those school community. We were deeply concerned that most of the kids are being sent to schools or to colleges, only to find that they could hardly make it through their studies due to some other activities. And this is one of the activities that we witnessed that it happens. So we are very much grateful that we managed to remove one of those people amongst our community members.
Sure. Yeah, I'm taken aback, Captain. But also, without compromising, obviously, the investigation, have you then somewhat spoken to the students? You know, is it something that they knew, that something is off in particular in one of the units in the house, or they were somewhat oblivious to whatever was going on there?
Currently, I can say our investigation is still premature, and we have to allow the investigation team to gather their facts correctly and get the reliable sources who can provide more information about the incident. Is then maybe we can be able to disclose whether we managed to speak to some of the students or the house owner. Mm-hmm. But we are busy with investigation, even though it is still premature.
Yeah. What's your intelligence telling you? Are you widening your scope around that suburb? Or, what are some of your intels telling you that could we have a problem in that suburb or not?
Actually, as I've mentioned earlier on, that such incidents are a very cause of concern when it comes to the police. Mm-hmm. And because we managed to close down one of the pushers, we strongly believe through our investigation, we might be able to get some of the people who are linked to this one who have been arrested. And we cannot only focus at Kamakuku because we managed to arrest one in Kamakuku, but I can say the whole province, we have to spread our wings so that we can maybe have some good successes and try to save our kids from maybe being hooked in such drug activities.
Captain, really appreciate you making time to speak to us this evening.